All the doctors and all the lawyers don't all live in one place.
Oh, they don't? Do they live in, do a lot of them live in class white neighborhoods?
I can think of one.
What?
On Spring Hill Avenue. Dr. lives in a, one of his old white neighborhoods, but it's not what I consider one of the, what you consider upper communities, upper class communities, right?
So then are the only distinct black communities here lower class?
The ones that I could name immediately are all low income. Plateau, Magazine Point, Tobinville is probably where you have the greatest mixture. Now, the blacks that are moving into the down the Bay Area are generally, well, here again, you got some 235s going up, $23,000. Those are government-assisted family units. Not assisted per se, but it is a plan on the 235 of the Federal Housing Act that where sliding scales and this type of thing, persons low in, down payments are waived to some degree and what have you. And a person can get a house up to $18,000 to $20,000, whatever the case may be.
Oh, okay.
Under this program, supported by the government. And in that community, you have some of the smaller units. And here again, you have another big house, you know, so it's not. But I'm just trying to think, is there really a real, well-defined, upper middle-class black neighborhood? I don't live in one, I guess because I ain't high-income middle-class either.
All right, are there any neighborhoods that are identified with particular ethnic groups here, like Spanish or Greek, Italian, or have there ever been? Do they all live in one?
No, I can't really say. I don't think so.
You can have a Jewish neighborhood.
I couldn't say.
Where would you say the majority of middle-class white people live?
In the, starting with, Maysville area.
Now where is that?
It's farther south toward the interstate, the I-10 interstate. From there on out to what they commonly refer to as West Mobile. And West Mobile, and the farther west you go, the higher the incomes are.
Really? All right.
I guess that's a status symbol.
Probably it is.
Yeah.
Okay. What are some landmarks around Mobile?
Well, downtown, you have not too much of anything. No, a statue of Admiral Sims, if you give a damn about Admiral Sims.
I don't know who he was.
He's a big Civil War veteran, not a veteran, he was a naval officer commanding a ship.
What's his first name? Atlas?
No, Admiral.
Oh, Admiral.
Rank.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think his name was Raphael.
Okay.
Sims. Outside of the city, you have Bellingrave Gardens. Over on the other side of the river, you have the Battleship Parkway and the Battleship Alabama and the Battleship Park. Of course, you have the Municipal Park and the other parks in the area that they're out
now
in the west part of the
section. These are especially important to